Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Yes, Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. We are still talking Real Talk with Lola this beautiful Sunday evening, 6 p.m. Nigeria time. That is the time for us to be doing Real Talk with Lola. And of course, Lola is there in South Africa, ready for us to be able to give us our own final rounds of celebrating women or womanhood in our dear country or in our dear nation. All right, Lola, you're welcome to Real Talk with Lola.
Thank you very much. It's a lovely day and another day to let's see what we have on the block today. Let's see how we're going to round this up with everybody taking something away from being a strong woman and what it takes to be a strong woman.
All right, before we go on with today, how has it been in the last couple of editions?
I would say, funny enough, this has been a very, very interesting topic because I've been having a lot of feedbacks, you know, people asking questions. I think for once, people are, especially women, and maybe one or two men, you know, trying to understand that, okay, being a strong woman, does it mean you're a feminist? You know, so many interesting things have come out of it, and which, to me, lets us look at the fact that it mix many things up, but it's been very interesting.
All right, okay, so this is the final one, but and I'm asking myself if really there's any much difference in the psychological strength of both genders, and I don't know where people develop such opinions, but I think maybe a man is not too different from a woman. What do you think?
Well, yes. A man is not too different. I mean, I totally agree with you. But again, there's some hidden strengths that women have. Mm. And because of the society we're in, it's always kind of overlooked. You know, women do not show some of these attributes because of what it is. But men show it regularly, and it's just taken as a way of life. So that is why you just assume that it's not a strength in a woman. Like, I mean, I was looking at a write-up, which was very interesting. A guy was trying to say was that, look, you know what, women, I mean, it is a woman you will see most of the time would have physically rub a powder and come out as if nothing happened. When a man is angry, he's angry, you know, a man shows it. But women hardly ever do that.
All right, okay. Yeah, I agree. All right, I'm looking at some things here, too, that are saying that aggression is a psychological factor where men can be said to differ from women, depending on your viewpoint. This can either be considered a female or male strength. It can be classed as a female strength because they are more able to control their aggression, and indeed it is more difficult for them to reach an aggressive state. For the male, it can be considered strength because they can focus this aggression upon enabling them to achieve a particular goal or objective. All right, so okay, let's begin the discussion. Yeah. We'll see how we can introduce some of those points as we go along.
Okay, you know, we cannot over celebrate women.
Okay.
But it's just the truth. We can't over celebrate women because you see, women wear a lot of caps, you understand? And basically they're the pillars that hold so many things together. Let's look at it from what I call cultural psychology, okay? And that is the psychology of culture and tradition. Which basically looks at the African tradition. In the African tradition, basically women are not supposed to be seen. They're supposed to be seen, not heard. In the home, in the African setting, it's always the woman to blame. I mean, there's a Yoruba saying that says, I mean, some people even still act it up right now, even though we're in the big century. But some young men, or like call enlightened men, still act it out. Now, when the child does anything wrong, the first person you go to is the mother, who happens to be is a woman. You know, it's like, oh no, you're all of a sudden it becomes your child is not behaving very well. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're not bringing up this child very well. It now becomes the mother's fault. Now, it is the woman that has to run between making the child okay. If she doesn't really agree with what the man is saying. But she has to just keep peace at stake and make sure that everything is okay. That is a very, very, that is looking at it from the African psychology of what we do in Africa.
All right.
Now, women multitask a lot.
That's correct.
I'm telling you, it is not easy. Because it now becomes, because we multitask a lot, it has become and that's just the truth about it. I mean, a woman is going to be a mother, she's going to be a wife, she's going to be a business person, she's going to be, I mean, like I used to say growing up, a mother is the nose wiper, the butt cleaner, you know, the one that does, that eats the leftover food so it doesn't go to waste. You know, she's the one that does basically everything. And that is where you look at it that, okay, a woman is actually very, very, very resilient and very strong, because like you rightly said, when you're looking at the aggressive thing, women can be aggressive, but they learn to suppress it. Men believe, okay, you know what, it is very masculine for me to show my aggressiveness. That is where the strength is, because it,
wow, I don't know what's
for
happening.
You to be able,
yeah,
to suppress something.
All right, Lola, I think let's try to make this reconnection. It's breaking too often today. I don't know what's happening. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll try to reconnect. Maybe the network will be better, because what I'm getting here, we're breaking quite often. All right, so let's take a break. When we come back, I pray and hope that the connection will be much better. All right, this is still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and we are talking real talk with Lola. And when we come back, we'll continue with this conversation.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
For your mouth-watering, delicious and tasty African meals in Atlanta and environs, it's got to be Fat Fine Dining Restaurant. Our African soups, dishes and specials have no match in our territory. Order an African meal today from Fat Fine Dining Restaurant and enjoy that original African taste. Fat Fine Dining Restaurant is on 3565 Austell Road, Suite 1059, Marietta, Atlanta, Georgia, next to Austell International Farmers Market. Telephone 770-431-8505. Visit www.fatfinedining.com to order right away. Fat Fine Dining Restaurant, enjoy the African in you. Give me better food to shop. Hey, put down where?
African man, not the shop, the small change you do.
Nigerian meals, especially in the diaspora, deserve a delicate preparation, presentation, and preservation. With over 20 years of service to a select clientele with discerning palate and appreciation for quality Nigerian and Afro-Caribbean meals, Cuisine Alaleke has established an excellent reputation for providing five-star catering services. Alaleke Cuisine is located at Unit 25, Roper Business Park, Ankle and Hope Lane, London, SE7 7RX. Number to call 075-5220-3464 or 079-3996-6419. Website at www.alaleke.com.uk. You will love Cuisine Alaleke.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
All right, it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and we are back with Lola. Earlier on, we started the program, and we were talking about the strengths of a woman. Lola, I think the connection is better now. Hello, I can hear you.
Yeah, it sounds well. I can hear you too. I just hope it's as good as we go on.
Okay, I guess it's going to be steady now. Okay, all right, so you were talking about the ability of the woman to multitask, especially in relation to the male folk, and you were talking about the cultural, you know, situation where we live in Africa, and you were saying that, you know, women also, you know, have a better control or a better hang of their aggressiveness or their aggression.
Yes. I mean. Let us look at it. Let us even look at the inner strength of a woman. Okay. And that's where I'm coming to as a psychologist.
Okay.
When let's look at the act of giving birth.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? The act of giving birth. It's not an easy process. And that is where you actually look at the fact that is where the strength of most women lie. I mean, you go through, even if it's just 30 minutes of labor, okay? And it's so strenuous. But look at the way it is. Under 5 seconds, after you've gone through like maybe 2-3 hours, 30 minutes, whatever it takes to birth this child, and then you actually suppress every pain that you've gone through just to embrace this bundle that you've given birth to. That actually shows you how strong a woman is. And I remember, I don't know if you've ever seen it, there was a documentary on TV where, you know, some men,
they'll be crying.
We're actually put. Exactly. Oh, have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen it. And I think I almost experienced one.
Yeah, you know, they were put through the rigors of going through labor. And most of them were crying. Most of them did not want to do it anymore. And that is what a woman has to go through. Now, let's now go back to the world we live in nowadays.
All right,
okay?
But before you go, isn't that natural? Isn't that natural? The woman does not learn that. It's innate. It's innate in the woman to be able to, you know, deliver under such circumstances.
No. I agree with you. It's innate. But what I'm not trying to tell you is that it's actually a strength.
Yeah.
Okay. There are easy ways out. There are easy ways out. You can actually do a drive-through delivery. You can just go in there, tell them to open you up and bring it out.
Mm.
You can opt for that. But again, what I'm trying to point out to you is that there are so many hidden strengths in women that men, I mean, I'm not doing a comparison right now, and I would not want to do a comparison.
Mm.
I mean, most women would be a mother, okay? I mean, look at women that hold very high positions in society. They still go back home and still have to, like, it's for me, I call it, you just need to put off the office clothes and start another round of taking care of the home all over again.
Mm.
It's very daunting. It's very daunting because, I mean, You need to run a successful home. Those are the same way you're running a very successful business.
True.
In most cases, in men, the woman is there. If the woman is there, I mean, some women, most women have supportive husbands too, which is a plus. You understand? It's a plus. But the man won't get into the kitchen and make sure dinner is served. The man wouldn't make sure that the house is run smoothly. The woman still has to do this. I mean, you see so many women, like we were talking about last week, running so many side hustles.
Yeah.
You get back from work of your 9-to-5 job, you still get into maybe baking. Just to make sure everything is okay. That is where you see it, the strength of a woman.
And you still have to service the other room, you know?
That is another part that we'll talk about.
After do your 9-to-5, you come home, you cook. And Oga says, oh yeah, let's go to the other room. You still have to service that one too.
And again, that is where the strength of a woman is. A man easily tells you, oh no, they can give you an excuse why they don't want to. But most times, because of the way African women are wired, you find it very, you know, it's not very easy for you to say no.
Mm.
Because the no would lead to so many other problems. So sometimes you just go along with it because it's part of the things you need to do.
Yeah.
You understand?
I do.
I was looking at something, okay, which is being a housewife. And I remember years ago when you tell people, I mean, women would not be, you know, like, they were not confident enough to say, okay, you know what, I'm a housewife. And I said to somebody, funny enough, it's one of the toughest jobs that a woman can take upon herself. Because number one, it's unpaid for. You do not earn a salary for it. It's not a 9-to-5 job. It's a 24-hour job. And you do not get compensation. The only compensation you get is maybe being loved, being said kind words to you.
Mm.
And then at the end of the day, when the kids turn out well. But again, it's a job that you do not... If women, I'm very sure if many women were to swap roles with men, they would rather take the men's role and let the men take their roles for just 1 week. I'm very sure so many men will give up.
Mm.
And say, you know what, I don't want to do that. No, you're saying, would you take up the role of a woman for 1 week?
No, I don't look like a woman. I don't have the features of a woman.
You know, somebody sent in a question which I've been wanting to answer. She says, you know, why are strong African women, why are they fearful? And, you know, my answer was, I think it's just what it is. It's actually a cultural-based situation. That's just the way we've been brought up.
Mm.
And unfortunately, to speak out or want to change the status quo, you're either seen as a rebel or a bad person. That's just the truth about it. But can it be changed? Yes, I believe it can be changed by women being able to, and I'm very happy now the society is changing, women being able to speak up. And like I always believe in something I say to myself a lot, if you do something or if you've started a pattern, you can undo it and change the pattern. And that is part of what makes you a strong person. So many people are scared of so many, like Fela would say, we're scared of the unknown. We're scared of the things we don't see. Many, many women will sit in what I call a rut because of being scared. You know, what will people say? What will people think? But sometimes you just need to take the bull by the horn and say, you know what, this is, I mean, a strong woman has to think of what is good for me as a person, not what is good for people out there. And that is why you see so many women nowadays being strong women, taking the bull by the horn and doing what is right. Like my speaker last week, like she said to you, it's high time we looked beyond and do what is good for us. Strong women is not because of who or of what you think or the position you hold. It's what you are as a person. A market woman can be a strong woman. A fish seller can be a strong woman. It's just the attributes of what makes the person up.
Yes,
that qualifies them as a strong person.
In her own world, she certainly will be. The body woman is a strong woman, a woman of strength, in her capacity as wife and mother, and she's making ends meet, and of course, doing quite a number of things in the family. And we have quite a number of women like that. I mean, some woman called me the other day, and she was, you know, contemplating suicide. So I said, "What about your husband?" She said, "He's just there, you know." And that she's the one who provides for the family, and the daughter, you know, lent credence to what the mom said. So we tried to sort out, you know, from the economic point of view, you know. So I agree with you, absolutely, I agree. But now, what makes the woman, you know, apart from the innate thing, the natural thing, what are we really saying now to women in terms of, you know, we're celebrating women in terms of our own admonition. Okay, so with all their strength, should they still have a limit in terms of the scope of operations? I.e., are they supposed now to be like the man of the house because, you know, they have the inner strength?
Oh no! I totally do not believe in that, and I'm being quite honest about that. I do not believe that a woman should take up the role of a man. Even if she's the sole provider, I don't believe in that. But unfortunately, because of the nature of women, naturally, you know, it's just some women. I would not say all women. Some women can become very power drunk, and intoxicated when the power shifts. You understand? That is just who they are. But I just always say to myself, maybe with maturity, you know, they would understand. I do not support a woman taking over the role completely of a man. But again, I believe that men should learn to be supportive. I mean, you putting money on the table is not support. You being the sole provider is not support. There's emotional support. Mm. I mean, you just sitting on your butt all day and the woman running back and forth all day, that's not support. That's not being a man. That's being a creep. Sorry, excuse my French. That's not being a man. Yeah, because the fact that you provide and you do everything doesn't make you sit on your butt all day and because you think you've provided. No. And I believe nowadays that is why most women are going against that. I mean, if I was to talk to my younger self, there's so many things I would say. You know, do not do this. Do not accept this. Mm-hmm. And that's just the truth. So do I support women taking up the roles of men? Not really. I think there should be a meeting point where there's a kind of mutual respect. There can't be two captains in any ship. It's going to sink. There has to be just one captain. And I mean, looking at it from the biblical point of view now, God has actually said it is the man. So let's stay with that. Don't let us rock that boat. Let's stay with that. But the man has to be reasonable about it. That's just it.
All right. Okay. So still looking about the woman, there are quite a number of women that have, you know, succeeded in their chosen careers. They've distinguished themselves, and I believe that we still need a lot more of them. And probably, if the world was more accommodating, we'll still have, you know, quite a number of them. But let's go to when Britain had a prime minister, female prime minister, you know, we had the days of Margaret Thatcher. She was very strong, you know, and very bold and courageous. She was very stern, as a matter of fact. And some people, you know, favored her or liked her. Some people did not like her. What's it about the woman being the head of an organization, the woman being the head of a public, you know, institution? There's typically a difference, you know. Later, we'll go back to whether Nigeria is meeting the 30%, you know, women, you know, equality, blah, 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 you know, in terms of accommodation. But let's look at, there's something about, okay, the female bank MD is like, no nonsense. Just, they're not perceived like the men. They see them, you know, quite differently. What's the reason for that?
Now, I'm happy we're going to talk about this, okay? And I think it's just, number one, I will look at it from my profession, which is as a psychologist.
Yes.
I think it's a mindset, and I think it's just a perception.
Mm.
Now, let us look at a very lay example, okay? A man is perceived to be tough. A man has to be tough.
Mm.
So when a man is tough and a man is stern, it's okay. It's normal. There's nothing wrong. Okay? But when a woman is stern and in the same position and is tough, she's perceived as being difficult. Now, let's go back to Britain's case. If Margaret Thatcher was a man and she was making all those decisions, I mean, she was seen as the Iron Lady, the no-nonsense person, you know, and everything. I personally believe it's because she was a woman, and women in such situations, in every situation, when you're in a position of authority, you automatically always believe as a woman that, you know what, I'm going to be looked at as a woman, so I need to up my game. It plays out a lot in workplaces. I mean, when a male boss tell the staff to do something, you know, people tend to jump and do it. But when a female boss tells a staff, you know, they always want to come up with one excuse or the other because of the perceived softness of what a woman is supposed to be. And then when she decides to say, you know what, I'm going to put my foot down, this is the way it's supposed to be. She's doing basically the same thing that her male counterpart would have done. Then she's being seen as being tough. That's just my own take about it.
Okay, very good. I mean, that's fair enough. Okay, so let's also look at Nigeria especially. Leave the diaspora out of it right now. In Nigeria, we have quite a number of women in top positions.
But
you know, is that enough? The number that we have now, is that enough to make a difference, to serve as an encouragement, a motivating factor, you know, for all the other women who are desirous of reaching the top of their careers? For example, in the cabinet, during the International Women's Day, I think the president's team reeled out some figures, you know, about women in top positions, and they were counting like, I think, 30 of them in top positions. They didn't compare it with the men, but I didn't think that was good enough. We've never had a female governor in Nigeria. They are just deputy governors. Okay, fine, they're on the Senate. But I'm just saying, let's look at the Nigerian environment. Do we have enough of such to serve as a springboard for other women, you know, who are seeking, you know, top positions in their careers?
Well, if I look at the trend, and I'm following the trend going on right now, I think where we are right now in Nigeria, I think it's a starting point. And again, I think there are lots more women in positions that are not being showcased. So people do not even know that these women are there. You understand? Because, I mean, I would say maybe because they're not being properly projected out there for the public to see. Or, again, I would always bring in culture into it. Because of the African women, especially in Nigeria, you know, you tend to not put yourself out.
All right, looks like we are having issues with the network again. But okay, we'll try to reconnect with Lola today. Seems to be...
You went off.
Yeah, we just lost you for a bit there. All right, go ahead. I was just going to take a music break, but you know, go ahead.
I was saying, I said, let's look at Nigeria, for example. The reason, I would say personally, there are lots of African women doing a lot of things. You understand? But because of the cultural way we've been brought up, we do not put ourselves out there. You kind of hide behind, oh no, I'm a woman. I'm not to be seen, I'm to be heard. That is why you don't know so many people out there.
Mm.
I mean, look at the WIMBYs, the women in business. When you look at, if you have a time to look at the number of women that are there, that are professionals, I'm very sure you'll be taken aback at, oh, wow, that is really out there. But you get to know about them, you get to see them, no. Because again, the African tradition is part of the problems that we have. Women do not throw themselves out there enough. That's what I would say. But I think, again, I would say the narrative is changing because the young ones coming up right now are really pushing themselves to be seen. And then again, I will use this word. I don't know what other word to use. But sometimes, when a woman is extremely successful or women are doing a lot of things, because of the society. I've read up so many things where you see people will say things like, oh no, it's one man's money that, you know, understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
It can be so demoralizing. I was reading an article of a young girl that is really doing so well, blah, blah, blah. And one of the statements that somebody wrote there, the person wrote there, how many people did you have to sleep with to get this bond? And I'm like, did we have to go that route?
Hmm.
Yeah, you know, why did you have to go that route? You understand? So those are the limiting factors that women have.
Okay, I like the fact that you've been talking about African women. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with our conversation. But get ready for this question of mine. Nigerians are, there's so much corruption in Nigeria. Okay, and going back to issue of public positions, when they find corrupt women, they usually are, in quote, worse than the men. When we come back, but let's listen to this one, Lady by Fela and Nicola Kokuti. If you call her African woman, she no go agree.
African woman no go agree. She go say, I be lady, yo. If you call a woman, African woman no go agree. She go say, I be lady, yo. If you call a woman, African woman, no go agree. I want to
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, Real Talk with Lola. Lola, you are there. Don't let Fela tell us about Lady. Let's talk to ourselves about Lady. All right, Fela Nicola Kuti there with Lady African Woman. All right. Okay, so I was saying that women, when they go for trials, corruption trials and all of that, we find that the figures that they are amassed, you know, or the figures involved, you know, are very, very gargantuan, like they say. And sometimes you hear comments like, where women want chop, you go chop your own big time, no be small money. All right, what do you think about that? Is it part of the strength of a woman?
No, you know, I was actually going to make a joke to you, and I said, which is a joke I always say, and it is actually true. What a man can do, a woman can do 10 times better.
All right, I feel you. I hear you loud and clear. All right.
No, but I read up a lot of biography about criminals, okay? And if you look at it very well, when a man kills 5-10 people, he gets caught. A woman would have killed 100 before she got caught. Because it is a woman that they call chop and clean mouth. Because you see, number one is that because of the nature. Again, I would always go back to the fact that psychologically, yeah, we have that tendency to always look at women as underdogs. So you see, like, for example, if you walk into a place, even you as a person, if you walk into a place right now and there was a crime committed, you will not look at the female person first. You will look at the male person first.
True.
That is just natural, you understand? It's just a natural thing. Before you would even think. And then, you know, women, when you say ta, the floodgate of the water starts to pour down, even if it's a lie. You know, they just open the floodgate of water, they start to cry, and then the men start to get very mushy. Oh no, maybe she didn't do it. So when a woman decides, I think two things attributes to it. One, greed. And then two, you using the power of me being a woman. But generally, I would say women are extremely very smart. Because when the man, the problem is that, you see, when the man steals 10 things, he will showcase 6. So you will go back to him quickly. When a woman steals 10, she's very discreet about it. So you don't even notice. So by the time you are noticing, she's gone past 100.
Yeah, I was.
That's always.
Yeah, somebody was telling me about a lady who, you know, was caught, and this is a lady very deceptive, you know, and you wouldn't even believe the amounts, you know, that we are talking about, something close to like 40 million in a media organization. This is a no powder wearing, no earring wearing lady, and of course, no, you know, all the trust, you know, came with her appearance. But of course, when she was caught, things began to reveal themselves. Okay, so she used that, you know. I think you're right. You know, the society doesn't look towards the woman as a criminal in the first instance, and therefore, there's also this, you know, shock when, you know, they catch a woman or a woman is being tried for, you know, corruption. Let's put it that way, or something, or any illegality. So, you know, the response is usually probably, you know, over exaggerated or exaggerated, such that, you know, it's like, woman, 40 million. That woman doesn't wear earring, she doesn't wear powder, no lipstick, nothing. If you see her chechere like this, but the thing where she do, you know, that kind of thing, you know. So,
okay, but can I ask a question?
Yes,
can I
please.
Ask a question?
Yes, please.
That is why I always say that, we stereotype things a lot, and we always believe so much. I mean, I've never been of the school of thought that a particular person. I mean, you see people say that, oh, this person, that pastor, he can't steal. Who said so? No, who said that because he's a pastor or whatever, he can't steal? Well, it's not written anywhere. The pastor is just a title.
Yeah.
So, the woman not wearing lipstick or not wearing earrings or whatever I'm very sure if we're going now into the religious part of it, it has not a personality. That is just a physical appearance that we see.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's not a personality. It's not who she is. I mean, that is why you would see people like telling you, this person is a Christian, so they couldn't. The fact that they are Christian doesn't mean they can't be wicked. They can be very wicked. So that she stole 50,000. I just feel the look is just a deceptive look. That people already believe that, you see, when I look a particular way, society already attributes something to me. So they won't even suspect me of something. Like, if you go to the banking hall, for example, I'm very sure those girls that are so flashy dressed and all, your first take is, this one will steal my money. But the one that has her head tied and is looking like one SU, you say, good girl, this one won't steal my money. You never can tell.
That's correct.
We can't judge their personality by just what we look at.
Okay, so what kind of encouragement do you expect from the male folk, you know, for the woman or for the average woman, or even from daddies to their daughters? How do we contribute to helping, you know, the woman or the female develop or grow this innate and strength that God has given them, or these attributes of the woman? How can we as a society contribute to developing it?
Well, I think many men are coming to that realization now, and I'm hoping that more men will come to that realization that it's not a competition. I mean,
right.
Some few husbands, I would say, at least somebody that I know personally, is a very good cheerleader for his wife. You understand? Mm. He's the kind of person that will cheer his wife on and on and on. You know, even in the midst of the nonsense that she does, he will still be, oh no, you're the best, you're this. It's a very rare attribute, I will tell you the truth, for an African man, especially a Nigerian man. Mm. You understand? Most Nigerian men believe.
Tell us the state. Now, since you started from African man, Nigerian man, which state again? Then we can tell you the local government and this house street.
and the house street. But seriously, you know, I would say there's some men out there that would actually get intimidated.
That's
by the success of a woman, especially the wife. And I do not see it as being wrong. I'm being very professional here. I see it as the society that we've grown in, you know, where you always believe, you know, the man has to be on top. But there are men out there, and like I said, I know a personal one who is very dear to me, that with an encouragement to the wife, you know, he would always encourage the wife, would always, even when things are not looking and are looking so gloomy, are looking extremely bad, you know, it would always, I mean, that is what I would call a very good man. And there's lots of men out there that do that too. But most men get threatened by the success because of the way they've been brought up. You know, they always say things like, oh, when a woman is too successful, oh, be careful, you know, she would want to start to control you. What is wrong in your wife controlling you, if I may ask?
I mean, whether you like it or not, you know, your wife controls you, really. I mean, there's no antidote to that, so there's nothing else we can do about that one. Nobody should bother about that. Whether she's richer, it does not matter. She will continue to control you. That's correct. You know, especially when, you know, you have the... Especially when the mumu button is with the man. The average woman has the password. The average woman has the password of the husband. So there's no question about that. You know.
She just starts to press it in reckless abandon.
Yes, you know. You know, it's about men when men are in power too, you know, the way to get them is also to go through their wives. you know, because they naturally would have a soft spot for their wives. And the wife would also know the best time to put in the word, the best time to raise the subject, the best time to plead, the best time, you know, to do all the things that will get the positive response from the woman, I mean, from the man. So, you know, when people say, Yahweh don't control it, is every man, no man can, you know, argue that. No man, all men would even, you know. That's
no,
the truth.
But you know what my answer is always to that? You know what my answer, when the people tell me, Yahweh don't control it, I always ask them that, if I cannot control it.
That's what I mean. You know.
You want an answer that to control
Naturally so. Naturally so. There's nothing else, you know, we can say that will make the difference.
Or when you hear things like, that woman, she's the one spending all her husband's money. I'm like, who else will spend it?
That's the truth.
She has to be the one to spend it now.
Yeah. No, that's correct.
So
you know, I tell a lot of people, because I've been around the corridors of power a bit, and I know that, you see, when a woman has struggled with a man from Ilorin Street, you know what I mean, you know, in Surulere, then this woman or this couple, they are now in, say, Banana Island, and then you are just coming, you are seeing the opulence, you don't know where they're coming from, you know, you don't even have an idea of what the wedding picture looks like. Then you say one woman is controlling the man. Come on. I mean, let's be fair. You know, they've been together through thick and thin. So it's got to be like that. There is no way, you know. And of course, there are women who are also very good at this. They've perfected the art of, you know, getting the desired response from their husbands. Not because they control. They know. They give him the respect. They say the right words. You know, they know how to treat a man in a manner that the man will succumb to anything the woman wants, as long as it's not criminal or illegal. But, you know, if there are a list of 10 things to do and the woman says, please give me 2, you will get it. There's no two way about it. I mean, so sometimes, you know, a lot of men will say, no, or people generally, but that's not the case. It's because they have a good relationship. Anywhere you see this, they say that the woman is controlling the man. Most times it's because there's a good relationship and understanding. And of course, the woman will listen to the man as part of her own bait to control the man in another instance. So if the man says sit down there, the woman will sit, you know, especially in public, you know. But when they get to the other room,
no, you see, now that is part of the attributes of being a strong woman.
Yeah,
you should know when to fight and when to withdraw. Doesn't cost you anything. Like I always, when I advise people, I always say to people that, you know what, your strength lies in so many things. Sometimes silence doesn't mean that you're stupid. It does mean, you know what, you are keeping quiet now. You are saving the fight for another day. Because sometimes women don't understand that you don't always have to have your way every time. Sometimes you're being quiet or agreeing doesn't mean that you're stupid. Yeah. It just means that you've postponed the battle to another day.
Or another location.
Yeah. And so, you know, in my closing, I would say, you know, women are perceived to be just, you know, that affirmative woman. But there is a lot that goes into being a woman. There's a lot.
Yeah.
It takes a very, very, very strong woman to be able to hold down so many things. You know, hold down the home, hold down the children, hold down a job, hold down the family.
Hold down the husband. Hold down the husband is the number one task.
That is even one of the biggest tasks right now. Because you would have to be, like I was talking to somebody when I was giving a talk, I said, you have to be your husband's wife, you have to be his mother, you have to be his girlfriend, you have to be his side chick.
Yes, sir. Now you are talking.
Just to hold down the husband. You have to, so you see, it takes a strong woman to be able to understand all these, you know, all these roles and put them together to make a success of anything or anywhere she finds herself.
All right.
So what do we conclude? What is a strong woman? A strong woman is any woman, no matter the status quo, that is able at any point in time to be able to survive in any situation she finds herself. She makes best of the situation she finds herself. Am I a strong woman? Yes, I am a strong woman. Are my friends strong women? Every woman out there that is making a success of every situation, to me, is a strong woman.
Yeah, even the ones that are not doing well, even the ones that it's not for lack or want of trying, might be circumstantial and it's temporary. All right, Lola, that's a nice way for us to drop the anchor today. And of course, it's been Real Talk with Lola. We round up our edition on the strength of a woman. And of course, today it's been Lola on us all by herself. And I think I've been doing some pushing and nudging to make sure that the conversation goes smoothly and directly. Lola, so next week we begin another series of discussions on Real Talk with Lola, aren't we?
Yes, we're looking at the young entrepreneurs.
Okay, so we'll be looking at the young entrepreneurs. Yeah. Okay, on Real Talk with Lola. That promises to be exciting. Yeah, that promises to be.
It's going to be exciting to see the young people out there, you know, having to raise and run successful businesses in the economy of today. I think it's something to be talked about and celebrated so that other upcomings can learn from them.
Mm. All right, no problem, Lola. See you next week. We'll continue with the beautiful song by Fela Anikula, African Lady. And of course, from there, we will move on to Doctor's Run with Dr. A.G. Ahmed in Canada. All right, okay, so Lola, next week, see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Bye.
She go say, I be lady, yo. If you call a woman, African woman, no go green. She go say, I be lady, yo. I never tell you finish.
I never tell you finish. I never tell you. She go on take cigar before anybody. She go on make you open door for him. She go on make him man wash break for him for kitchen. She wants salute man, she go sit down for sheer. She wants salute man, she go sit down for sheer. She wants sit down for table before anybody. She wants sit down for table before anybody. She wants a piece of meat before anybody. She wants a piece of meat before anybody. Call 'em for dance, she go dance, lady dance. Call 'em for dance, she go dance, lady dance. African woman go dance, she go dance the fire dance. African woman go dance, she go dance the fire dance. She know him man a master, she go cook for him, she go do anything he say. But lady no be so, but lady no be so, but lady no be so, but lady no be so. Lady no master, lady no master, lady no master. Call him for dance, she go dance, lady dance. Call him for dance, she go dance, lady dance. African woman go dance, she go dance the fire dance. African woman go dance, she go dance the fire dance. She know him man a master, she go cook for him, she go do anything he say. But lady no be so, but lady no be so, but lady no be so. Lady na be so, lady na master, lady na master, lady na master, lady na master. If you call a woman African woman, no go Greek. She go say,
she go say, I be lady yo.
She go say, I be lady.
She go say, I be lady yo.
She go say, I no be woman.
She go say.